Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater, the last arc of Elements of War. Is Consiglio going to fall, or is it going to remain for other people? We're going to find out. My name is Jordan, and I am your game master.
My name is Aaron, and I am playing Sam Falouche.
This is Johnny playing Chime North.
This is Elliot playing Archie.
This is Jeff playing I'm a Boss Jerlan.
And this is Jeremy playing Julian Illex.
So lots of stuff happened last time.
Lots of awesome Jareness.
Jareness, I like it.
Archie and Sam did some pretty awesome moves too.
Not in this one.
No. When you wind blast the dragon monster off the wall.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought you did a great thing. It's just that someone else had an iterative idea.
Mm-hmm. What?
All right, Jeff, stop playing with your chest hair. Let's get this.
Jeff wants to play the villain in one of our campaigns.
That would be amazing.
You know what? We've never done an all-villains campaign.
No, he just wants to play
all of our campaigns are all villains.
Yeah, you're right.
That would be tons of fun. To do a campaign where the first half we play as the good guys, and the second half we play as the people who are against us.
So, Johnny did a campaign in Star Wars, a treasure hunt campaign, where we had one group of characters that were after treasure. The second group of characters that played second were after the same treasure.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fun.
That would be really cool.
Anyway, let's go ahead and talk about this game that we're playing right now. As we last left off, the majority of the party had climbed up a ladder that they had been up and down a couple of times. This time, though, with a kaiju added in. And Jer found himself having to save himself and maybe other people.
I attempted to save other people, but was literally shot down.
Yeah. That was mean of your game master. So where do we want to start this time? Do we want to start back with our intrepid group? I feel like Jer is kind of on a cliffhanger moment. I kind of want to leave it there for a second.
I think so.
Or do we want to jump to our third option that we have not yet explored?
I don't think we're there yet.
I don't think we're there yet either. Okay.
So yeah,
we have to get to a point where our group is at a cliffhanger for that to happen.
Or when we finally meet face to face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have also been over the fact that an elemental can identify another elemental by sight.
Yes.
And Julian has the sight.
So you will know that elemental. Shade will also recognize that elemental. You might not know that's the elemental you're looking for.
I don't think Julian has seen that elemental.
No.
Shade has. Shade will know that elemental for what it is.
Possibly. Because Katari had seen that elemental before.
So.
Correct.
You may recognize it from that.
And Julian does remember seeing something elementally in one of Katari's memories. So, we'll see.
We'll find out. Sounds like we are at the top of the ladder with the foursome who just fought off a kaiju.
All right. And we make it to the room where Jared's being kept.
That sounds a little bit of a cut that I was not planning for, so let's go ahead and back it up. So what are you all doing?
Before we go into the building, Julian's looking up at the top again, be sure everybody is still there and intact. And what does Julian see?
It seems like there is increased activity up above. Conflict, turmoil. Two of them seem to be in a configuration that you have never witnessed before. It's hard to recognize where one begins and one ends. But that you can tell that they are of the same elemental type.
So I cannot pick out Jer's elemental.
No.
I think that would make you nervous.
Yeah, it would. But I can pick out the same fire elemental that was there. And Daffodil? Still there. Okay. All right. And as Julian is running, he's looking up and he's shouting. He's like, there's something going on with Jairus Elemental, and it does not appear to be good because I can't tell where it is anymore. It's up there, but I can't tell. Something is being done to it.
Torture?
So Julian tears off into the building.
Okay.
How do you torture an elemental?
You put it in its opposite.
Like, you drop a canister with a water elemental into a fire. No. Suspend a canister with an earth elemental up 500,000 feet in the air.
Yeah. We know with the fire one, we had to keep it cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know with Sam, you bury it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Julian is running.
Well, I run behind him.
So you're running behind him. Sam, what are you doing?
Running.
What is Shade doing?
Fly. Likely along for the ride.
Okay. Archie, what are you doing?
We're all running.
I don't know. I've been told what to do a lot lately.
How do you feel about that? I mean, doesn't it like make you kind of feel like you're gonna burn up on the inside a little bit?
I feel like Archie's just not gonna run behind Ilex forever.
You hear Julian
constantly the leader.
You hear Julian shouting from the stairwell. Oh, and the other elemental up there that I couldn't tell what it was before. It's water.
I see.
Are you just sharing information or are you trying to persuade somebody who might seem
well hesitant? That's something that Julian would remember that he did his new information.
Okay.
Yeah. And Julian for some reason likes to share information now.
Now
with our board.
Well, is this a play at you realize Archie's not running behind you, or
no he just shouted out because it's information.
It's something new. It's information.
We
are in search for. And he started off the last episode with saying we are in search for this water elemental.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jair, which is also water elemental.
Well, yeah.
Would you like my help?
Sure. Push me in, because I'm literally
push
standing
in a direction.
Yeah. Because okay. I'm stuck between two choices that I feel like my character could go either way.
You hear a voice within your head.
AR Chai, please respond.
Oh, no.
AR Chai, please respond.
Yes, what is the command?
Stand by for new patch.
Understood.
I know Kung Fu.
Go ahead and make a roll for me. You're going to roll your security skill.
That's under knowledge.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
12.
Okay. So, a new folder appears on AR Chai's hard drive. Do you open it?
Yes.
Go ahead and make me another security roll.
Download your virus.
No!
14.
Your McAfee protection has expired.
Damn, really. I hate that.
It's so annoying.
A new threat to the animal preserve has been identified.
Identification of threat.
Near your proximity, a cohort is holding out against animal preserve operatives. Seek out and destroy.
Understood. Archie closes the folder. Vision becomes clear. Follows the rest up.
The directions in the folder actually are leading you down.
Down. Okay. Unexpected. Archie redirects himself and starts to head down.
Okay.
Correct, the kaiju is still there?
Yes, correct. So do you want to head down the ladder that is kind of falling off the wall, or do you want to try and find an interior?
How far
are you going?
30 plus feet.
30 plus? So. Archie's going to jump.
Okay. Go ahead and roll
physique.
Yeah.
Physic. Roll your physique.
Anybody want
to? I don't even have to try.
Oh my gosh.
27.
You succeed. You land on the ground. Just fine.
Fist to the ground as I come down.
Yeah.
The three places we hear opposed.
Put your foot up on the head of the kaiju, beat your chest. Yeah, you're good to go. You see a golden line flashing in front of you. It is leading you away from where you are standing. Yes.
Okay. I begin to follow.
Okay. It takes you to a manhole cover.
Archie cracks his neck, reaches down, and completely disrupts it all.
All right.
And he's just going to jump in as well.
Okay. So, has anybody noticed that Archie is no longer with the group?
Julian would not. Because Julian took off.
I would have been in the rear.
Archie would have had to go past you.
I don't think I would have looked.
Sounds like Archie is on a solo mission at this point.
Yeah, Sam didn't notice.
Cool. I love it.
So the only way I think we would have noticed is whenever we're trying to get like our next up, we might notice at that point.
Yes. You know, well, like, we knew where the stairwell was from the atrium.
I guess the question would be, if we stop to collect ourselves, like, you know, like people stack up on a door before they go through it. If we did something like that and we're trying to move tactically, we might notice. But if we're just running, like dashing, which depends on how urgent Julian is sounding about what's going on with what he sees going on with Jer.
Julian felt pretty urgent.
About okay, so you're so just Julian racing.
Probably would, I mean, not haphazardly, but he's stopping up to make sure that the way is clear, and then he's gone.
Okay.
So you all are on your own mission. Cool. I like it. Archie.
Yes.
You have jumped down into the sewer.
Is there a continuation of this?
Yeah, it's kind of like an overlay in your field of vision.
Is this based on what I can see?
Yes.
Or is this can be seen from others?
This is only what you can see. This is part of the download that you just received.
Okay. Archie continues to follow through the sewers. He's going to open the folder again.
Okay.
And search for distance until threat is reached.
It's not terribly far. In fact, it looks like you're recognizing all of the turns that you previously made.
Okay.
Back to the water chamber.
It leads you directly back to the chamber where...
Wait, what? What chamber?
So I didn't think we ever made it to the water chamber. No. I thought we
were in this.
We were in the sewer, and they attacked us from the water chamber because we were too close to it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she makes it to the water chamber herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue. Just wanted to clarify that.
Archie announces, reached target location. Next direction.
Destroy.
Understood. He begins to... What do I want to do?
Boil it, mash it, put it in the stew.
I'm currently in the chamber as well.
You're also made of metal and resistant to fire.
Did you see my duck on the look? Did I forget who I was?
Yes,
clearly I have. Is there a location in the city that I'm underneath?
Yep, you're pretty much under the dead center of the city.
Can I see the city map, please?
Yep.
Yes, right there.
Yes. But okay, underground.
Okay. But underground, correct.
Whereas everybody else is above ground.
Okay, I wanted to see if that would affect what I'm doing.
Well, probably. If you big enough a boom, we can bring the whole tower down, killing us all.
Because
we know the tower holds up the dome.
Yeah, we know the dome is supported through...
It wouldn't be just the center.
No.
But that would probably be the pretty big structural piece of it.
I would like to absorb and draw all the heat from the above building and draw it down to me for more power.
Okay. How would you do that from a dice perspective?
Alteration?
Okay.
Maybe?
Or
conjuration?
Okay.
Apportation.
It's apportation because you're taking something that already exists from one place and you're
putting it somewhere else.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Because of what I plan to do.
No, are you trying to redirect all of the heat down into the water to boil it off? Or are you trying to draw it within your body to create a fire?
Within my body for more power.
Okay.
Steam, if anything.
Yeah. I got you. Steam is fine.
Yeah, let's do the boiling water then.
Okay.
Still definitely amplifying fire. Maybe an amplified flame jet to burst through the earth and create a giant hole.
Okay. Now, is this a hole above you?
Yes.
Okay.
Diameter of the entire chamber.
Oh, that's going to be like a 40 target number.
40 target number?
Yeah. Okay. And that's a huge amount of power. I understand what you're trying to do pulling the energy down.
Right.
And then if you're pulling the energy down and redirecting it back up, that's a lot of...
Right.
That's a lot of work right there.
Absolutely.
So, I am not dissuading you from doing it.
No. It would definitely be one hell of a roll if I completed that. Let's do with, the radius instead. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. So, 31. Is this just towards my first roll of pulling down the gate?
That's correct.
Okay.
And we will go ahead and say that's a success.
Okay.
So you've just pulled the heat out of the entire building.
Yes.
Oh, it got chilly.
Yeah.
All other party members, go ahead and roll perception.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, I only get one die because I'm down a die on all my rolls because I'm wounded still.
What'd you get?
Two.
I got a 11.
Okay.
12.
18. Everybody except Sam notices the immediate drop in temperature, which is a...
How do I miss that?
Especially because it's a big deal living in an Arctic city that's inside of a dome. Yeah. You're going to notice when there's big changes and fluctuations in temperature.
Julian running up the stairs all of a sudden is like... and he's looking at his breath now. Yeah. He's like, and he shouts. He's going to go like, Sam, what are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Are you freezing things?
No.
It just got cold in here.
It's not me.
This can't be good. And he takes off. Julian would possibly think of its effect from what's going on upstairs.
What's going on upstairs?
That's fair.
I mean, everybody knows that that's how the Ice Age started, is people started freezing water elementals.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Jared, it gets cold in the room just as that single flower begins to grow.
How cold? Like frost crystallizing on the petals?
Like the petals are actually turning to ice as they grow. So, you manage to siphon all of the kinetic energy in the building into your very hot metal heart. What are you going to do next?
Archie's going to cast Flame Jet upwards.
Okay. And are you trying to evaporate all the water?
Yes.
Like use the council building as a giant chimney.
Correct.
To cook off all of the water.
Wait, what are you doing?
The water chamber is under the building.
In that chamber.
Oh, you're in the chamber?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's not a chamber full of water?
It's like a cave with a water pool in it.
Okay. My mental picture of what was going on.
Like a big old room full of water.
Was much different. I was picturing like this humongous tank, and that Archie was standing outside of this humongous tank.
Oh.
Like there's a tank in the room.
It's like a...
So there is a tank, but the tank is not the room. Yes. The tank is in the room.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Water tank.
Yes, like water tub. Water tank.
Tub.
So at this point, Archie has absorbed all of this heat.
Okay.
He is going to manipulate it and thrust upwards towards the top of the chamber. I'm gonna toss another hit point in there. I'm gonna double up if I have big enough hands.
Yay!
Oh, thank you. You can, yep.
You let Jeff roll
it. Yikes! That was sad.
I didn't roll that one.
No, he did not roll that one.
The one I rolled came out of 6.
No.
Jeff, the dice tower.
35.
I like it. That's a good number.
Okay.
It's a pretty number.
I thought you said the target was 40, though.
Well, that was for the very beginning. Like, we changed what she was trying to do.
Okay.
Your first description was like a full-on boar that was going to destroy the entire tower.
Yes. Okay. I was trying to I said the diameter of the chamber. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to reach that. So we switched it to half the size.
Yeah.
Just imagining this constant flame jet shooting out at least 60 miles per hour. Almost like a volcanic eruption. Building shaking, ground crumbling beneath. And the water from within has boiled up and started steaming upwards through the hole up into the building.
Okay.
What's the duration of this?
Duration is 4 hours.
No, it would not last that long. I'm imagining that this is a very fast boil off.
Maybe a couple minutes at most.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you all are running up the stairs, doing a cutaway, because I feel like that's a pretty good moment to cut away. And all of a sudden, like the tower begins to feel
wobbly.
Yeah, a little swayy.
You drunk tower, go home.
Have any of you been involved in, well, you've seen them, but have you ever been in a tenement implosion just before it was about to happen?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Maybe when we were born.
None of us would remember that.
I see what you did there.
Anyway. The building all of a sudden feels very loose underfoot.
Earthquake?
Yes.
Have we noticed that Archie wasn't with us yet?
Nope.
Probably be the time where I would probably notice.
This would probably be,
Oh, we probably made it up, like, almost to the top by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're close to where Jared.
I would say if they start shaking, I'd probably grab a little hammer or whatever, like, steady myself, and that's why I look around. And
yes, I like that.
Where's Archie?
Burning down the house.
Julian is probably at least a flight or two ahead of everybody.
Because he was behind me.
Look down the stairs. No Archie. Don't know where he's at this point.
But is Julian close enough to see up into the council chamber, like, elementally?
Yes. The earth elemental is gone. The other three are dead. But it seems like the fire elemental might be moving away.
That's true.
Did I just say, Sam? I guess Archie will have to catch up to us later.
Well, Archie can take care of himself.
Yep.
Right now, I think our best bet is to get to Jer.
Yeah.
And get him to safety.
I agree.
Or will I get you guys to safety?
Or will I just kill you on sight?
Oh, dang.
So, we're going to take a very short break, and we will be right back after this.
Phil, as you round the corner of the dungeon, you see a pedestal rise up from the ground. On it is a green glowing potion pulsating with its own light.
I roll to drink the potion.
You don't even need to roll. You pull out the stopper, quaff it quickly, and discover that you're listening to Alzebo Soup, a literary podcast where we become our favorite authors by devouring portions of their brains.
Oh shit, where's my save versus poison?
No, this is a good thing. Now you're getting all the knowledge of people who love speculative fiction, talking about authors like Kelly Link, Jack Vance, Rudyard Kipling, and of course our favorite, Gene Wolfe.
Well, this character's a bust. I should just trouble up this sheet right now.
Phil, we're supposed to be promoting the show at alzebosoup.libsyn.com.
All right, I'm rolling a dwarf.
Or wherever fine podcasts are listened to.
All right. Chair.
Yeah.
You're in a room with a robot, a chrome dome, and a corpse. What do you
do? The answer is
42.
Yeah.
That's, did you bring a towel?
42. Oh, I'll just take the one off the corpse.
You never travel the universe without a towel.
That's beyond a salmon of a doubt.
I am going to flood his lungs.
The void's lungs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one case of tuberculosis coming up.
Like, to bursting, kind of flood his lungs.
Okay, that sounds like a magical attack.
Yes.
So you're more or less conjuring element inside of his lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. It's like 18 or
19. Yeah. No, conjure was very low.
No, it was conjure element is 11.
Yeah.
Control anyway. Element is 18.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
If I knew this, I would have gotten a dice shot a long time ago.
Yeah, right?
Would have changed the course of an entire campaign.
17. To conjure a flood of liquids. Sorry,
what was the target number again? 12?
11.
11. Okay.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Pneumonia.
Like a lot of pneumonia. Like drowning.
I mean, he would have automatically drowned. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least be coughing and suffocating.
He'd be suffocating.
He'd be like...
So, yeah, he'd be trying to cough.
As he falls towards the ground, Android like reaches down and scoops him up and starts running away. Because as you remember, the fire elemental was sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Am I bound in the chair that I was sitting in?
No.
Are there windows?
And is it cold right now?
Yes.
Cold or hot?
Still cold.
It is cold.
Okay.
There are no windows in this room.
I call out to the android, why are you helping him?
No response.
I'm going to wrap the android up in water. Pick him up and hold him in a bubble so he can't go no worse.
Okay. Go ahead and make a roll for that. Does this pneumonia thing that you just did, does it have a proximity for the spell or?
Not that we've been
No, I was just conjured it.
Yeah, I just conjured
the water. Which is why I say it wouldn't drown, because as soon as he conjured it, the body would automatically start to cough it up.
Right. Yeah. And it'd be like,
because it's not unconscious and can't expel it.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as casting the spell, it's line of sight probably, but
right.
All right. So, picking it up in the bubble.
Okay.
Oh no, you're not.
No, I'm not. That is definitely a not.
That's fitting. You're trying to pick a robot in a body.
So you go to like coalesce the water around them in a bubble, and almost like batting away a fly, it's like just lets out a gout of flame that evaporates the water away.
No, yeah, that makes sense. I like that visual better.
As the steam hits the walls from this bubble, it immediately turns into ice crystals. Temperature is dropping fast.
Yeah.
And it feels like the floor is starting to cant towards the left.
I'm gonna get up and start chasing after.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for running.
18.
All right, so you are able to maintain your footing, even though you're having to run uphill in a building that is unstable. It seems like this android knows the path pretty well, and he's taking turns right, left. Almost, it seems, at random, but he seems to know where he's going.
If nothing else, I'll find a way out.
So you hear like a big bang as a door opens, and he starts going down a stairwell.
Oh. Do we hear a bang in the stairwell?
Yes.
Julie cocks the rifle. And he's still running up the stairs.
Okay. After another flight of stairs or so, you hear like this sound, someone running down as fast as they can, not really without much care for how much noise they're making. There's a lot of like hacking, phlegmy, choking noise that's also coming.
And Julian looks to see elementally what's coming down the stairs.
Fire. And water. A little bit behind.
And double water. And Julian still can't tell what's what with that water.
Like, correct. They're not identifiable as two individuals.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
I wasted my one good roll for the day. To see if you had control of shade.
Yep.
Two sixes. So you have control of shade.
Yeah.
Extra double secret control of shade.
So Julian would slow down a little bit and is at the ready with the rifle for whatever is going to come down the stairs. If it is anybody other than Jer, he's going to open fire.
It is not Jer.
Okay.
I think seeing Julian stop, Sam would stop in such a way that he'd be...
He didn't stop. He's just slowing.
Oh.
He's not, like, full speed.
Yeah.
It's like he's brought up the rifle and he's still moving up.
Okay.
In a calculated manner.
And seeing the rifle out, I'd get my handgun out.
Yep.
So all three of you are armed?
Yes.
Yes. I have two of them.
You do have two pistols.
So, who wants to roll initiative?
Julian was hoping to get the drop on whoever was coming down the stairs.
I don't know if they know that we're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before initiative. That's why I was readying the action to shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before anything else would happen.
All right. So this individual comes into view around, like coming around the stairs onto a landing. And it appears to be a rather burly, tall-looking individual with someone dressed in the councilman's common all-black uniform.
Julian just saw the void. Does he recognize it as the void?
So here's the thing. This is why I'm saying it this way. It's because the person's legs you can see, but their head is hanging behind.
Oh, okay.
Like in a fireman's carry. So you see them dressed in the black uniform. I mean, if you still want to shoot the black uniform, that's perfectly fine.
He's going to shoot the councilman.
Shoot the void in the butt.
If it's truly a fireman's character, it would be
side shoulders. Yeah.
So, Julian would shoot for the head.
Okay.
And the other option would be it's over the shoulder, in which case, you know, where Julian's on the stairwell, as the guy comes around, he would still see the head.
True.
Yeah.
True. Oh, come on.
Ew. Nah, that's actually not a bad roll.
It's not, but where'd it go?
Yeah, did it come back?
Landed all the way over there.
It landed as a 6.
Unfortunately, it's not on the table.
Hey!
There's another 6.
That's a pretty solid roll.
That is. That's a 21. 23.
to hit an unsuspecting victim.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll your rifle's damage.
You're gonna... He's shooting the councilman. He's dropping on it. Ooh.
Wow. That's a lot of ones.
Well, I rolled a one on my wild die.
Oh, thank you. 42.
I rolled a 9.
Dropped another councilman.
Hearing the shot, I'm going to stop.
Okay. So, you just shot the void.
In the head.
In the head. The choking, coughing noise stops.
I'm sure.
And the android drops the body. Johnny, even or odd?
Odd.
Even. He grabs the stairs and jumps down and, like, is falling down the stairway in between the stairs.
So, in the stairwell.
Yes.
Like, so, he's, like, dropping to the ground floor. Like,
yes. Yes.
That's a long drop.
Yeah, it is.
As he gets close enough, he puts on the jets.
Well, if he jumps down past Julian, Julian would put his rifle over the rail and shoot him low up, yeah. I mean, he's not falling faster than a bullet, so.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Oh my gosh. 24.
Okay. 13. So it hits.
Full damage. Oh, that's a bad roll.
That is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What'd you get?
18.
25.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine that you hit the titanium skeleton, hit the bullet, ching, and pop it.
Or it could say it off into the wall or something.
Yep, yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Off of a shoulder blade.
As Steph and Julian fires, it's like, dang, androids.
And then he does the fire burst and comes to a stop at the bottom and then takes off.
I'm going to cautiously continue down the stairs until I see the body.
It's a body on the floor. It has hit the floor.
Then I'm going to call out, Julian?
Really? Like, Julian's the only one who's dropping council members? Oh, wait.
What are you doing? He's not going to call for me.
Well, it's the difference between a rifle and a handgun.
Yeah.
Hey, Archie killed Del Linden with a rifle. Julian's rifle, I would.
Yeah.
Julian looks back up the stairwell. Can you see Jer at this point?
Yes.
And still weird elemental
stuff. Yeah, it's still kind of weird, but it seems like Jerry's in a very good position, like, from a mental perspective. This is not something that is alarming once you see it in person.
Okay. The building's still shaking.
Oh, yeah, the building's falling.
So he kind of paused for a split second, kind of tilt his head to the side, shake it off at the sight of the weird elemental things going on, and then says, how do we get out of here? Like, now, in the, like, seconds. Because this building feels like it's coming down.
Can you provide a cushion of air for us at the bottom?
I can probably give us an updraft.
An updraft? Okay, then I will provide a cushion of water at the bottom.
Okay.
So he'll slow us down and I'll stop us.
Are there windows in the stairwell?
No, there are not.
We'd have to find a window or...
create one.
Or go down the stairwell and then out.
The long way down those stairs.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And you guys are exhausted from just climbing those stairs.
All right, so we need to find a window.
So you know that, like, you're in a more central staircase, right? So if you exit, you'll find yourself in a more open area, like an actual
office-y
or apartment. Okay.
Yeah. So Julian's gonna go for the nearest stairwell exit.
Okay.
Just kick the door open.
Okay.
We shouldn't have to blow any of the windows out because
they're already blown.
They should already be blown.
Tiles are falling. Lights are like arcing.
So there's still power in the building.
In patches, yes. There's some fire. There's some smoke. You can definitely smell drywall, dust.
So Julian would run up to the edge of the building, to the window, and be waiting for Sam and Jer because they're the ones offering the assistance. Julian's not going to jump out before they do.
We want to go to the side of the building that's facing up, not the side that's facing down.
Because it's going to be falling
path. Not underneath of it. We want to fall out above it, not above, not under it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Because physics matters.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, who's jumping out a window first?
All right, so question before we jump. Is this going to be a control element or a conjure element?
Yes. The air is already there.
It's so. Already there.
So I am trying to control it.
Yeah. Yeah. You almost always are controlling, unless you're conjuring it inside of somebody. Because it's always there.
You could totally conjure air inside of people's blood.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's like a nice quick death.
Yeah.
Thanks for, holding that until the very last.
I didn't even think about it until just now.
Instead, I've been blowing him up from the inside. I mean, jeez.
You could just,
do we think I can hit 18 on 6 dice?
Today?
That's an average of 3.
Yeah, it's fair.
So then I might only need another 3?
Yeah, it's a fair chance. I tend to hesitate from throwing myself off of buildings.
13 plus 8 is 21. 22 to create an updraft.
Updraft is now created so that it will slow the scent.
All right. Everybody can sense that updraft.
Yeah, it's like a rush of wind.
And then he's going to look to Jerry. It's like, Jerry,
we're doing this.
So if I jump now, it's waiting at the bottom.
Yes.
Julian waits. He doesn't know if he can trust Jerry at this point because of what he sees.
Well, as soon as I roll these dice, I'm jumping. So I'm doing conjuration.
Yeah, you are conjuring.
A giant bubble of water at the bottom for us to pop into.
Is Julian visibly hesitant?
Yes, Julian is visibly hesitant.
If Julian is, you know how I am.
Meanwhile...
They are trying. Status report.
Last seen, Archie's hands controlling the elements were up towards the top of the chambers. Archie is looking up as well. Hands come down, head comes down and says, mission complete, and begins to head back to where he came from.
Intertake.
He stops, turns around. What is the tank made of?
It looks like a metallic vat that has been embedded in the floor.
Archie stops, turns around, and says, understood, entering tank. And begins to walk towards the tank and enter.
Inside, you see several rows of people laying on the bottom of the tank. They have air masks covering their mouths.
Are they dead?
Not yet, but that's your next command.
Archie does a look over of the people.
Okay.
How many did you say?
About 20.
And you said there's masks. Are they bound?
Nope. They are completely unbound except for oxygen apparatuses.
Conscious?
Not from an immediate cursory check.
Archie does a once over, head stares straight, and says, request reason for assignment.
To free the others.
You get this mental image of an asteroid screaming through the atmosphere, burning up, and impacting into the ground, creating a huge crater. It is so impactful that it buries itself 500 meters underground. And from that, the elementals begin to come, spreading out from this point over the face of the world. But only some have left. Some have stayed behind because they were bound up. And as time passes, sometimes some of them escape, and the guardians have been renewed again and again. These must be freed.
Reason for assignment adequate. He leaves the tank and conjures fire underneath.
Okay.
Well.
9.
Well, if you wanted to be cooking in a pressure cooker, that would be great. But if you want to light up this whole vat, that probably wouldn't do it.
Target is 11 for conjure.
Yeah. So if you want to hit
it, I have 20 character points.
Oh, gosh.
So I was going to say, if you want to hit
it. I mean, would you like to try and roast some people alive?
Well, Archie's decision was made.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to see it through.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it.
All right.
Yeah. You rolled a 12.
All right, Archie has rolled a 12. Archie, as in me.
All right, sounds good. And so you actually start heating these people up. You start hearing shrieking noises.
Shrieking eels!
That would be the sound of their skin searing to the bottom of the vat.
And after a certain point, the vat shatters, and you can feel this pressure from deep in the bowels of the earth, just pushing up. And this elemental power that has been restrained just literally rushes up and knocks you off of your feet and back into the hallway that you had come into. And it's pushing so hard that above you, you can hear the buildings of Consiglio shaking. And you can see pieces of cement and cinder and cars and tanks and all sorts of vehicles, and even some people start falling through holes that are opening up through the entire sewer system.
While I'm being pressed up.
Yes. Okay. Cut back to you all. You are standing on the edge of a building, and it's time to jump. No more time for questions.
All right. I'm going to try and make this...
Not try, bubble.
I'm going to make this cushion up as best
I
can.
I persuade you to do even better.
That's a six. That's a lot of sixes.
Calm him down. Make sure his hands don't shake.
I mean, those three sixes hits your 18.
It's conjured.
But I also want it to, like, reach up and cushion us down into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not just be a bubble of water. Yeah. Bam!
Because you can still die hitting a body of water.
Yeah.
Water is hard. We are near the top of the dome.
Yeah. But we're being slowed.
Yeah, which is true.
41.
You good?
I leap out the window, leading everyone else.
So after Chair jumps, Julian kind of just looks at the two of them, like, "It's been nice knowing you guys," and jumps.
Jumping as well.
I'm still hesitant watching.
Chim just watches this all fall.
Like, I'm watching.
Chim, the building is literally,
I know,
leaving your feet behind.
Well, you know, as Jer hits the water, then I'll jump.
Yeah, you might not have enough time to make that decision.
Yeah,
you
don't
have
enough time. You won't have enough time to make that decision.
I appreciate the thought, but
you probably wouldn't be able to see Jer hit the water.
No.
We are that high up.
Yeah.
All right. And you are literally making a leap of faith.
Well, I close of maybe sentence. Everybody except for Chim.
Did Chim jump?
Chim didn't jump yet.
Okay, well, we'll find out what happens to Chim next time on Bone Throwers Theater. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.